This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Now we'll hear about a chance meeting that resulted in 51 mostly happy years of marriage. It began in New York City in Washington Square Park. And the love story of Anne and Eddie Bemis sounds like it should be turned into a pop song by Billy Joel. Although in this case, jazz was the music of their relationship. VPR's Rick Singeri sat down with Anne to learn how the whole wonderful thing got started.
Well, it's like this. When you have a dog in Manhattan and you work all day, you have to take the dog out for a walk eventually. So you'd go to Washington Square Park in the dead of the night, and when you get to the place where all the dogs congregate, you see a lot of people. And there was a person there with a beautiful dog that looked like a baby deer. And it was a puppy at that time. And I went to the redhead at the other end of the leash, and I said to him, "What kind of a dog is that?" And he said, "It's a whippet." So I met Snoopy, and at the other end of Snoopy's leash was the redhead.
Who was that?
That was Ed Bemis, Edmund Augustus Bemis, Jr. We sat and talked for about an hour at that first meeting, and at the end of our talking, he turned around and he said to me, "Will you marry me?" And I said nothing because I thought it was a joke.
Now, you start to date him, but he wasn't the only guy you were dating at that time.
I was dating two other guys. One had a master's degree. He was an efficiency expert. And the other one, I don't even remember what his name was. And anyway, it was fun. It was fun growing up in New York and being young in New York in those days. It really was.
You're dating three men. How do you decide on which one to pursue, to continue with?
I had a friend who was studying dance, and she had to start learning about jazz because they were going to go into jazz dance with her group. And so she asked if I wanted to sign up for a course in jazz appreciation, I guess, at the New School. And you could go there, sign up, and pay your $40 and take the course, $45. Then I went to a presentation at Cooper Union, and I heard Bessie Smith for the first time singing "Don't Roll Your Bloodshot Eyes at Me." And I thought, wow, there's a whole thing out there I know nothing about and I would love to know more. And so I said to two other guys, "Jerry Mulligan's going to be in town." And they, yeah. And then when I told the redhead, "Mulligan's going to be in town," he said, "Oh, I'll take you." And I put a big check next to his name. So that was one reason. One of the things in his favor, he liked jazz. Turned out he loved jazz. He played drums. He won the So You Want to Lead a Band contest when he was 19. He got the keys to Springfield. The mayor gave him a big luncheon and presented him with the keys to Springfield, Massachusetts, hometown. And he was a big hero. He was just amazing. He was just amazing. When we had a New Year's Eve date, that was the second time he proposed. No, the third time he proposed. The second time he proposed was at a Thanksgiving dinner that my sister and brother-in-law invited us to. And they had an adorable toddler at that point, Elizabeth. Eddie turned around and he saw how, you know, married bliss with a lovely baby and nice food on the table and lots of beer and wine. He sat around the table and he turned around and said to me for the second time, "We want to get married, Annie." And I just said nothing. So that was the second proposal. And the third proposal, as I said, was New Year's Eve.
What was it that made you say yes on proposal number three?
Oh, I didn't say yes, proposal number three. No. What happened was, at the time we were dating, I was working at the New York City Department of Health. I was given the opportunity by the health department to go to Columbia Medical School to study biostatistics. So the course was in the morning. At the end of my course, I would get off the train on the 81st Street Station, I think it was, go up, see my sister, and play with the baby, have lunch, then go downstairs, go around the corner where the jewelry store was and say hello to my brother-in-law, and then go on the train and go back down to the health department. So now it's January around the 6th or 7th, Armenian Christmas is January 6th. So I'm downstairs around that date, whatever day the class was, and my brother-in-law says to me in his jewelry store, "Pick anything you want, Annie." And to this day, I don't know why I did it. I'm sure there's a very good Freudian reason, but I just pointed my finger in the case, and I said, "That." And so he took out the case, and he gave me this lovely ring. It was a little tiny diamond. So I took the ring, and I didn't want to lose it, so I stuck it on my finger. And it was a Friday afternoon, and I went into the office, and people congratulated me on my engagement. So I have a ring. This guy's proposed 3 times. It's a sure thing. I mean, 3 times, you've got to be serious. So Saturday, he comes over, and he sees the engagement ring. I say, "Oh, I'm engaged." And he looks at me, and he says, "Who to?" I look at him, and I say, "You." And he says, and I will never forget this as long as I live, "I'll have to think about it." So I say, "Fine." That's the end. That was the end of that. He was in a trance.
So how long before
he came back the next day, Sunday, and he said, "Oh, it's fine. I talked to Mom and Dad. They think it's great, blah, blah, blah." So we were officially engaged that Sunday, although I was engaged Friday. He was engaged Sunday. So we're officially engaged. When should we get married? So he's saying 1 year, and I'm saying 6 months. And then he's saying 6 months, and I'm saying 3 months. He's saying 3 months. And I'm saying, "Well, you know, that's springtime. Well, why don't we just get married on my birthday?" And he says, "Oh, that's all right." It's your birthday, March 3rd. So we were engaged together between January 7th or 8th or 9th, around there somewhere, March 3rd. And then we got married and lived happily most of the time ever after.
Four.
We had our 51st anniversary. He was remarkable. He was absolutely remarkable. He was just unusual. You know, he was modest, he was charming, he was bright.
But what made it work? 51 years. You...
A sense of humor, buddy. Ain't got that. You're cooked. I'm sorry. He was rare. He was completely non-judgmental. He was one of the most morally upstanding people you will ever know. And I was lucky I lived with him. He was just a rare bird. He was a rare combination of good looking man, that red hair and those blue eyes.
Aren't you glad those other two boys knew nothing about jazz like Eddie?
Yeah, it helped me. It helped him more than it helped. Actually, it wasn't very hard to get rid of the other two. It wasn't very painful to separate from the other two. It was easy. I think at the base of our relationship was a genuine fondness, but also a deep respect for each other as people. And if that wasn't there, I don't, you know, who knows? I don't think you can be in a long relationship with anyone you don't respect. I think it would be painful. I really do.
That was Ann Bemis of Burlington sharing her love story with VPR's Rick Sangeri. Ann's husband, Ed, passed away in 2012 after the couple had been married for 51 years.